This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Jay Dyer. I'll introduce our next guest coming up. But I wanted to get to this news with him. And I'll be covering this live tomorrow. He's going to give the speech while we're on air. I think it was the third hour. Founder of the World Economic Forum, also head of the Bilderberg Group, announces great narrative. He's not going to tell us, he says, until tomorrow, but we know what it is. It's the global greenhouse gas system. It's used the lockdowns that we already had to, quote, save the earth further. It's a global carbon tax. It's just their whole rollout that the world's terrible, the world's ugly, the world's bad. It's because you've been bad and others have been bad and the rich have been bad, but we're going to give you all a world social credit score and a world guaranteed basic income if you just get behind us and the $150 trillion every decade in carbon taxes. That's what he's going to announce tomorrow. Jay Dyer, you want to speak to that? Got any predictions about what he's going to say about the collaborative effort he's going to unveil tomorrow?
Yeah, well, in the Fourth Industrial Revolution, one of the elements I picked up on, which I didn't expect was kind of odd, was the consistent usage of the idea of a new covenant. And he was using this religious language, which I thought was a little odd, but then you know, the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. I mean, I think Klaus is very aware that to get the masses involved and on board, it's much easier to have an engineered, steered religion, right, as the ship that everybody jumps on to steer them into the portal that they want to take them down into hell. And, you know, Klaus said that this new covenant that will be, again, that's biblical language. The new covenant will be one where the new sins are confessing your eco crimes, your carbon, allotments, going over your carbon allotments. That's the new sin, extinction rebellion type stuff. So I think we can already, postulate with quite a bit of certainty that this will be a religion based around, eco worship, the green agenda, and how really the problem for the planet is man himself. And in order to save the planet, right, our saviors are going to have to, you know, massively reduce the population, which they're doing right now. So that's exactly what it'll be.
That's right. They're going to Pavlovianly give people more on their social credit score and more on their universal income when they submit, when they push propaganda, when they get sterilized, when they sterilize their children. They're going to be rock stars doing this with all these different forms of human sacrifice. With Extinction Rebellion always attacking blue-collar trains and blue-collar highway areas and factories, again, attacking the general public, this is the establishment not wanting us to, quote, eat up their resources.
Yeah, somebody had sent me a clip where I think there was to make an analogy here, Travis Scott had told a fan one time who had climbed up a thing, you know, jump down. And he jumped down and broke his leg or something like that. I don't know exactly what the case was, but the power of the system to just basically tell you to, you know, either risk your life or die for me, is the power that, you know, Klaus and these people love. That's what they crave. So they're literally pushing an entire system of death. The new covenant, a covenant of death, actually is what Isaiah talks about, that the wicked make a covenant with death thinking that they're going to get life. And then what do you know? Satan tricks them. But all along, right, you know, Satan has told you what he's going to do, right? He's a liar. He's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, as Christ says. So, you know, this whole new religion is really just post-humanism and anti-natalism. That's the whole purpose of it. That's all it is. And they'll do anything they can to convince you to not have kids, to be sterile, to ultimately kill yourself, you know, just like Tulsa Doom. You always use that analogy, perfect analogy, right? Come to me, my child, come. That's exactly what the system is doing on a macro scale, and the pop stars just do it on a smaller scale.
Well, well said, Jay. We really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you were able to come on the broadcast. I'm glad you host the Fourth Hour sometime. You need to come visit us in Austin soon. We've got an open door for you and your wife. Again, we really appreciate all the fine work you're doing. 30-second closing comment.
I would just remind people, like you said, that this is a scam. It's a trick. It's a tool. It's obviously, on the face of it, evil, right? I mean, evil doesn't benefit you in the long run. There might be a short-term gain, but, you know, you always have to pay the price. And a lot of these people, you know, they're into forms of chaos magic. Chaos magic, in terms of where it is now, is about promoting transhumanism. You know, we just did an analysis of Manly P. Hall's book. And the reason I bring him up is that he's one of these writers and occultists that they all look to. And what's funny about Manly P. Hall is that he gives you all this esoteric stuff. And then he ends it by saying, By the way, the solution is socialist world government, follow the UN. So it's all just a tool for socialism and
world government. That's right, just to get us out of the way. It's a program to kill us. Thank you. I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Dally's about to take over. She always has amazing information to cover and a lot of amazing guests. Kate Daly Show, dailyshow.com, D-A-L-L-E-Y. Kate Daly coming up here in just a minute. Look, I covered a lot of the news today. I didn't get to some of it. And quite frankly, this news is so big, I'm going to shoot a special report this afternoon. Maybe even co-host with Owen Schroyer, because he's on in about 54 minutes from now here with his weekday show, 3 to 6 p.m., so much going on. I keep forgetting to put this out there. Next week, we're going to have a bunch of people in studio, and I'm not going to say their names yet, even though they're happy for me to say their names, but some of the biggest podcasters, biggest talk show hosts in the country, not one, not two, but three of them are going to be in studio with us next week. So next week is going to be a big, big week here at the InfoWar, because let's just say a lot is happening. Here's an Austin American Statesman article I didn't really ever get to. I don't really care when I'm just in the news, just to be in the news. But it says, is Austin a global free speech capital? Well, yes, it is, but the left's trying to stop that. And so we'll be talking about that coming up next week. Tomorrow I'll be covering Klaus Schwab and the announcement of world government and the World Social Credit Score and the World Universal Basic Income. This is a big deal. We'll be breaking it down tomorrow separately. I really appreciate you all supporting the broadcast, but everything I sell is stuff that I personally use and I think you need to have. And we've got the best satellite phone company out there, a $640-something phone for free when you sign up for a year of service. Unlimited calls to you from regular landline, cell phones, you name it. You get 150 minutes each month for $99.95. That's what you pay for, and you sign up for a year. It's a great deal. Works anywhere you can see the sky. You can buy inexpensive antennas and stuff to work in the car or the home, and it can't be tracked by the globalist. So go to InfoWarsPhone.com, InfoWarsPhone.com, or 941-955-1020, and ask for the Alex Jones special, InfoWarsPhone.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points that ends on Tuesday at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off our best-selling products. I really suggest, if you want to understand the whole Illuminati operation going on, you get my film, The Order of Death, and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Both films are on the same DVD, Order of Death, double feature. Okay, that's it for me. Kate Daly takes over right now. Kate, let them have it.
Ah, thank you, Alex. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Happy Veterans Day to all of you. And, I have a lot of family that are veterans and really appreciate all that you've done. And I know this is breaking your heart because, you know, those crap politicians on both sides of the aisle, those guys that put their hand over their heart and recite the pledge and tell you America's broken and they're here to fix it, and then they stab you in the back, you know, and repeatedly turn us into Amerizuela. Well, you have to add doctors to those lists now. There are some good doctors, many horrid ones, and I am telling you, we're going to be talking today with Dr. Brian Artis. He's going to be talking about monoclonal antibodies. They are really shoving this down people's throats. They're bringing the military in to teach them how to administer this to all of you. They're going to set up special bays everywhere, like they're doing right now, even in my own city. It's pretty horrific, because they're not telling you what the truth about monoclonal antibodies are. They're trying to get you to take this. Just like what? You're gonna trust pharma now? Anyway, we're gonna talk about remdesivir. We're gonna talk about the truth about monoclonal antibodies. I'm getting a lot of questions about these, even on my own show. People are emailing me like crazy and saying, what is the deal with these things? Is it safe? It sounds safe. No, it's anything but. And wait till you hear the death rate percentage on those. And then also, what is the death rate of Medicare patients on remdesivir that are given this drug? And why? You know, I played a tape yesterday on my own show. Bill Gates was talking about, this was several years back, and he was talking about how he was just grieving over the biggest problem that he saw. And his biggest problem in all the emails he said he was getting, because everyone's so concerned about overpopulation, was that he thought, what could I do about overpopulation? I must do something. And so in this clip, he said, you know, we've designed these new medicines, Melinda and I. We wanted to get together and design new medicines so that we could give you these medicines and get this so that healthy people would not choose to have kids anymore, right? They'll choose to have less kids because they'll be healthy. Bill Gates, that's not a thing. That's not even a fact. That's just a statement you pulled out of your rear end. That isn't true. In fact, you know, when he was saying this, it was, we're going to reduce the population with our brand new wonderful medicines. I know you've heard these clips. I know Alex has probably played that clip. But I was hoping to hear it again to kind of understand what's behind this movement a little bit more. Because we're not getting that everything they shove in our faces now as some sort of remedy cure that's experimental, that just flew into the marketplace, is suddenly somehow going to save us. And I really do hope that we're not buying into any of this, because here's the bottom line, and then I'll bring on Dr. Artis, and he'll be telling you the facts about what is going on in this country with monoclonal antibodies and deaths and everything else, because we all need to hear the truth. But here's the bottom line takeaway that's going on right now. Let's just recap, shall we, in a really quick way. They stole all the money from Social Security years ago. They didn't want to expose it, right? So then they, part of the reason that they concocted the lie of 2020 was to hide that fact. It was in the works for years. It's a label diagnosis. And they call it a mystery for a reason, so that they could assign it drugs that had never been used before, like deadly remdesivir and lab-created monoclonal antibodies straight from the Rockefellers. The NIH knew they were deadly. They knew they were experimental. But it was an emergency, so no one asked why they chose these. They had already invented the shot way before 2020, so it was ready to go. They had the cure before even naming it. How is that even possible? They were hoping you wouldn't notice, and it too was new and experimental. This entire made-up circus was concocted to treat you for a respiratory cold, flu, or pneumonia that is, in fact, extremely easy to treat. Always has been, but fear works. They divert your attention to fear so that you don't ask why they came up with this insane treatment or shot. You're supposed to think that all the death is happening because of COVID. It's not. The press has to do backflips in order to ignore the death and reactions in the millions. If you get the shot, you're not counted in the group for 15 days after. When has that ever happened in history? So that they don't have to explain your adverse reaction. That's why. Or death. Bottom line, they stole your money. They don't want you to storm the gates. So they just instilled fear. And they convinced you that you were in a plague of epic proportions, even though you knew it hasn't been going on, because you're not witnessing it. So that you would accept all the collateral damage of the deaths. No one's actually dying from a cold or pneumonia. It's their treatment causing the deaths. It's their treatment. it's the shot that's causing the deaths. It's like cutting your arm off to solve an infection in your finger. Respiratory for 100 years is only treated two different ways, bacterial or viral. Not rocket science, easily treatable. But they're convincing you it's new and deadly and scary so that you'll take their insane shot and insane treatment. And getting rid of you is easier if you are voluntarily subjecting yourself for this. Then they'll never have to do it by force. It's all about money and control. We all know this. And there's way more to it because we know that a lot of our future is held in the fact that they want it in every arm. They're desperate. They're so beyond desperate that it's becoming pathetic. Our tax dollars are being used to bribe everyone into shoring up this law or this lie, and hospitals are being paid to buy into these laws. I mean, lies. I can get it right. So I'm going to bring on Dr. Artis, and let me just tell you, there's so much to know about monoclonal antibodies. Stay away from beware. And this is the show to tell you about it. I'm really happy to be here. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyradio.com. I'm live after this for 3 hours, and I'll be right back. I'll be right back. We'll be talking about this. You'll want to hear.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, back with you, Kate Daly, your guest host from The Kate Daly Show. So happy to be here. And also, I just wanted to mention, I have Dr. Brian Artis, which I'm very happy about because, man, what a champion in bringing things to light and also letting people know about the treatment protocol. He was the first doctor to do this. And then also with remdesivir, of course. And then also, we're going to be talking about monoclonal antibodies because this is the latest attempt to try to get everybody into this particular treatment as a cure-all, as a remedy. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Artis, are you there?
I'm here. How are
Perfect.
You?
I'm good. How are you doing? Excellent.
Doing very good. I'm at the Reawaken Tour in San Antonio.
Oh, perfect. I'm so glad. We need to bring a lot of awareness and we need to wake a lot of people up out there, and I'm glad you're doing it. You're the right person to do this. Tell us about monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah, so I've had concerns about monoclonal antibodies from the very beginning, even when they surfaced to start be suggested that they could be a cure for early treatment source for COVID-19. And the reason being is most people know me because I blew the whistle on remdesivir being chosen as the experimental antiviral to be used on all 100% of Americans that were hospitalized for COVID-19. And that's an extremely dangerous drug. Well, the whole reason why monoclonal antibodies is even being discussed is because in the same trial that Anthony Fauci said, monoclonal antibodies and remdesivir were proven to be safe and effective against Ebola virus. It was in an Ebola trial, and it was remdesivir compared to three different monoclonal antibodies. It was remdesivir, ZMapp, which was put in by our United States Department of Health and Human Services. It was also MAV114 that was put in by DARPA. And then the fourth monoclonal antibody is the one you're hearing the most about in the media, and it's called Regeneron. These are not brand new ideas or treatments. They are antibodies that were also used against Ebola. And what they found, this is the disgusting part for me and the very hard rationale for me to why we would use them against coronavirus. Kate, less than 1% of the entire world who is infected with SARS-CoV-2 ends up dying from COVID. Now, that's less than 1% mortality. In the Ebola virus trial, that is the supportive study for why we're using remdesivir and why these monoclonal antibodies are being suggested. My problem was this. Remdesivir had a mortality rate of 54.1% or 53.1%. Each of the monoclonal antibodies in order had mortality rates in the Ebola trial of 49.7%. That was ZMapp, which was a triple monoclonal antibody. The second was actually called MAV114, and it had a death rate of 35% of all Ebola virus patients treated. The Regeneron triple monoclonal antibody put in by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, it had a death rate in the actual Ebola trial of 33%. I don't understand why we are actually even looking at a study of any drugs that have a mortality rate higher than the less than 1% that the virus is actually causing. To me, it makes zero sense. I do have concerns with the monoclonal antibodies. They do have mortality rates better than remdesivir. So if you had to just pick between those two evils, go with monoclonal antibody. I don't know if you know this, Kate. Your audience should know. There's actually 5 studies in which antibodies that are directed against the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 or any of its variants, which is what monoclonal antibodies are. They are linked to autoimmune diseases in the body, and you are putting tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of these antibodies into a body with an injection, and those antibodies are known to be seeking spike proteins in the body. And when they find anything that looks like spike proteins, which is the epithelial cells of the lungs, it's the actual gut lining. We know these antibodies target the actual genes that lead to celiac disease, Hashimoto's disease, which is autoimmune hypothyroiditis. We already know the research studies prove that antibodies against spike proteins, which is what monoclonal antibodies do, on their own, they target exactly the same tissues that the Salk Institute figured out spike proteins damage, which out of 55 tissues in the human body, spike proteins and the antibodies that attack spike proteins damage and cause diseases of 28 different tissues in the body, including the brain. And we know the antibodies, including monoclonal antibodies, can directly cause demyelination of nerve tissue, which is called multiple sclerosis. So there is neurological inflammation and damage from the spike proteins and antibodies. There's kidney inflammation and disease caused by them. Gut lining issues like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, celiacs, IBS. All of these are known side effects in 5 to 6 different research studies we know about monoclonal antibodies that target spike proteins on their own causing disease.
It's almost unbelievable because they keep saying the words safe and effective, safe and effective. And, you know, the FDA document that describes monoclonal antibodies, they actually say in the limitations are you should not give this to anyone hospitalized with COVID. And they're giving it to people that are hospitalized with COVID. So you could be healthy and you could walk out, right, of a dose of monoclonal antibodies. But it's what it's doing to your system and to your immune system long term is one of the problems that they're not talking about, correct?
Yeah, Kate, the actual cells they get monoclonal antibodies from, they're actually called hybridomas. Do you know where they get those cells from? B cells from cancer cell. These are actually derived from cancer lines from B cells outside of spleens, and we know that they can actually create long-term the development for the stages of every known cancer in the human body. You're not going to see the detrimental issues like myocarditis from the COVID-19 shots in 7 days like we're seeing with teenagers. These monoclonal antibodies can initiate disease processes that will continue to perpetuate disease processes where we start to become aware of them with symptoms. They can be 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road. So it's great to know, I would say it's great, that people receiving monoclonal antibodies, they're going home after 5 to 7 days. It's better than them being dead. 30% of all people being treated with remdesivir older the age of 65 in hospitals, it's 26.9% of all of them die in American hospitals from remdesivir poisoning. Is it better that they get to live a little bit longer with monoclonal antibodies? Yes. Is it better that they have a better survival rate than remdesivir? Absolutely. What is my concern? My concern is this. There is only one drug in the entire world for its entire lifetime of use, has gone around the world for 4 decades, and has a lower mortality rate than the actual virus in any of its COVID-19 variants. And that one drug, Kate, is ivermectin. Ivermectin has a less than 1% mortality rate. It's better than the death rate from SARS-CoV-2. Why are we considering any other drugs when ivermectin has 63 different studies from 18 different countries proving that in 24 to 48 hours, it stops the COVID-19 disease process and stops its transmission?
Right. Because it's a huge mystery. It's a huge mystery killer plague disease that's airborne that's going to get you. And I'm going to come right back with Dr. Brian Artis. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear the rest of this. We have a lot to say.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
With you, Kate Valley, your guest host, and we're talking about monoclonal antibodies. We're talking with Dr. Brian Artis. And let me just tell you, has anyone noticed that every single thing they're doing since the year 2020 is experimental, brand new, but they swear and swear and swear it's safe and effective? Everything that they are choosing was something that they worked on a long time ago, was never out in the public, was never in trials, but now they're introducing it as the we know it's the remedy and cure for all. My guest, Dr. Brian Artis from the DrArtisShow.com, the DrArtisShow.com. So happy to have you. It is truly amazing that they're getting away with this and all because of an emergency, correct? This is why we're getting shoved all of these different items at us.
You're right. And if anybody wants to try to get some clarity around this, I would recommend everybody get one web address. It's called C19Early.com. C19early.com. It gets updated daily. I would recommend everybody go to the third chart on that page every day that gets updated. It looks at research studies, from hospitalized COVID-19 patients from around the world, and it compares on that third chart all mortality results. And it shows you which experimental medications, which research items, nutrients like iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D, and they compare those medications, supplements, you name it, against all of each other to look for what has the greatest success rate at getting people out of hospital. And I want to focus on the chart which you've got on the screen right now. Everyone should notice that at the bottom of this third chart, at the near the bottom, like the fifth or sixth from the bottom, is remdesivir. And remdesivir, which is the only drug being used in the United States of America in every hospital for COVID-19, and in Brazil, is the only drug being used in all Brazil. And these two countries have the highest death rates, Kate, of all deaths of COVID around the world. We're the only two countries using remdesivir. And what's the percentage of success of remdesivir getting people out of hospitals with COVID-19? Read the percentage there, Kate.
Oh, my gosh. 19.
19%. Now, look at the cost. Go to the right. What does it cost on average for a 5-day treatment of remdesivir?
$3,120.
Now, I want you to scroll up to the top. It only has a 19% success rate. Let's go to the top of that graph. Everyone needs to watch this. I want you to get to povidone iodine at the top. It's like the fifth one down. It has an 88% success rate. And what they found in this research study was the viral loads for SARS-CoV-2 is mostly found in the respiratory tract, your nasal septum, and in your throat. And when you use povidone iodine and use a nasal spray of it twice a day into the nose and then gargled it twice, two times, hospitalized patients for COVID-19 went home totally clear of COVID 88% of the time. And look at the cost for a treatment of iodine.
A dollar, a whole buck. Wow.
It's a whole dollar. All right, so it has 88% success rate. You hear all the time on Alex Jones' show at InfoWars, you hear about the benefits and pluses of iodine. I have used povidone iodine for like 20 years in practice. I use it as a sore throat gargle for strep throats. There's an amazing way to mix that. I'll give you what I did. Everyone should probably do it. But you take 4 drops of povidone iodine in 8 ounces of water or 12 ounces of water, 1 heaping tablespoon of sea salt, and then add 1 tablespoon of hydrogen peroxide and gargle it. This is such an effective antiviral cleanser. It helps remove any sore throat symptoms in 48 hours or less, even with strep throat. It's also been proven to be super effective against COVID. I would use this as a resource. Now, I need you to know, Kate, on that chart, povidone iodine was actually number 1 up until about 2 weeks ago. And now you're seeing things on top of that list, all of which are experimental drugs being produced by Pfizer and Merck. And these are from their studies, the ones above there. And I need to talk about the one that's at number 2. You'll see a 95% success rate with anti-androgens. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know if your audience knows this, but look at the cost. It costs $5 for an anti-androgen medication.
Right.
Now, an androgen is actually hormones known as estrogen and testosterone most commonly. But when it comes to the disease process of COVID-19 and all cancers, the most problematic hormone that's an androgen hormone is estrogen. And they're using anti-androgen hormones that cost $5. It actually, in just a couple days, gets people to go home from hospitals with COVID-19. Do you know what's amazing, Kate? They have a drug that they inject called anti-androgens. But do you know what mineral supplement is also a very effective anti-androgen hormone supplement?
Tell me.
It's zinc. In fact, zinc deficiency is the number 1 cause for estrogen dominance in all human beings. Zinc deficiency. Zinc is also the only mineral inside of cells that stops all viruses, including coronaviruses, from replicating. So zinc is not only effective against the COVID-19 virus or any of its variants, the flu virus, you name it. Everyone needs to be supplementing zinc. I suggest 50 milligrams to 100 every day, but its anti-androgen hormone balancing effect for estrogen and testosterone is hugely beneficial in the immune processes to beat COVID-19.
Right. Jeez. You know what this is like? This reminds me of somebody having a hangnail, and they want to treat it with AZT, and they want to treat it with chopping off the arm, and they come up with all these concoctions. And what you're saying is, this is so simple. This is so easy. You don't even need to go to a hospital. You can actually treat this at home if you just have some things on hand and know what to do. And for some reason, they have instilled the fear of God in everybody that they're going to die, that they're going to die, and they all have COVID. It's truly amazing what fear can do.
It is very true. And I just want everybody to know on this show, monoclonal antibodies don't show up anywhere higher than povidone iodine on that list for beating COVID-19. Isn't that interesting? But you don't see them promoting povidone iodine clinics and treatment centers around the country. It's too cheap. You can go get povidone iodine at any CVS, Walgreens in the country for less than $5.
It's totally amazing to me. It's very cheap to do. You can do it at home. Just have the right things on hand. Anyone can do this. We have to spread the word because they are really pushing monoclonal antibodies. They're having the military in my city administer it to people as they're propping up bays as if we need this as, you know, in some sort of emergency situation. And people are walking around just fine. So what are they going to do? They're going to inject this stuff in their system and they're going to walk away thinking, oh, see, I'm good. I'm good. When COVID hits me, I'll be all right. The problem is that it's hurting their immune system long term and they don't know it.
Not just the immune system, Kate. There's two studies I was just looking at earlier today. The antibodies that attack spike proteins of a SARS-CoV-2 virus, that's what monoclonal antibodies are. They actually are shown and proven to damage the cells inside of the uterus during a pregnancy to lead to abortions, miscarriages, infertility, birth defects. There's a huge issue with this, not just with illness and immune system. That's actually damaging diseases, even including those organs that are responsible for healthy fertility. So any female, young female, I would be super concerned to have monoclonal antibodies introduced into their body. It just is a huge threat long term, and I would try to avoid it. Remember, 28 tissues in the human body are damaged just like the spike proteins per the Salk Institute. Monoclonal antibodies that attack spike proteins and look for those are known to cause the exact array of diseases throughout the entire human body over time, as do spike proteins.
Yeah. And by the way, they call this antibodies so that you think you're getting some terrific product. It's kind of like every bill they name is named Apple Pie America, We Love You Bill or Act. It's all sold on the exact opposite premise. This is so disgusting to me that they keep shoving these things at us. But the hospitals are paid big bucks. And when they administer these in the hospital, they're given $13,000. Well, that's an easy paycheck coming out of our tax dollars, right? In that circular motion all the way around to the hospital. So we'll be right back. I'll be right back with Dr. Brian Artis. Isn't he amazing? And, of course, Alex's show is off the hook today. Great. And I hope that all of us are learning about these antibodies. Oh, stay away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back here with you. I'm Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, trying to bring you all these topics so that we can get a great understanding of the things we need. I have Dr. Brian Artis on with me, and he is just a rock star frontline doctor who is absolutely trying to warn everybody what you can do. In fact, we were talking earlier about Medicare patients dying at kind of an alarming rate on these treatments, and I just wanted you to say, just talk about that for just a moment, Dr. Brian Artis, because people really need to understand this. By the way, his website is thedrartisshow.com, and you can get help if you're in a hospital and you don't know what to say to the doctors. You have all kinds of questions. Make sure and put your email in there, and then that will unlock all those emails you'll get as far as this dire information that we all need to know. But welcome back, Dr. Brian Artis.
Thank you, Kate. You're a rock star, too. Great job spreading truth and even saving your own husband from the horrible murderous protocol in hospitals. I'm very proud of you. Now, as far as the Dr. Artis, as far as the drartisshow.com, this is just a very important resource I think everybody should have. Right now, hospitals, as you've experienced, are really operating more like prisons than they are hospitals or care centers. And there are two forms on my Dr. Artis Show website. There is a medical directive for physicians. So this is an advanced directive. You want to take with you a form that you want to have signed and notarized before you take yourself or a loved one to a hospital. It actually tells them there's five things you will not do to me if you determine I'm a COVID-19 patient. You will not use remdesivir. You will not vent me under any premise or any reasoning or under any condition. I do not consent. I don't know if you know this, Kate, but in hospitals right now, there's some of them around the country that are having disclaimers built into their admissions forms that you don't read, And people who do not read them, if they sign the form, it says by signing this form, you consent to the hospital giving you the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, there's also on that directive form, on our directive form, the fourth bullet point is, I don't consent if you admit me into this hospital or move me to a psychiatric facility. I never consent to the COVID-19 shots. You have to have some of these things in place along with the medical power of attorney form. You find that at our site by setting up an account with a username and password and log back in. The resources page appears, and that's where you find the forms at the bottom for anybody who needs to go to a hospital. The remdesivir stuff you asked about. I don't know if you know this, but Medicare and Medicaid services are bribing all hospitals in the country with a 20% bonus payout if that hospital or doctor's facility will treat 65-year and older Medicare patients in America with remdesivir versus any other treatment. So they're being incentivized to use, like we showed you on that website, audience, we showed you that remdesivir only has a 19% success rate or survivability rate with COVID-19. But Medicare is bribing hospitals to use it and paying them 20% more. This should make you furious. It makes me furious. And I cannot wait to help you guys understand there are options you have to protect you and your loved ones in hospitals. You need that advanced directive form on our site, written up by attorneys, and the medical power of attorney form. Remdesivir right now, the statistics are anybody 65 years and older, including in the state of New York. We've done the entire state CMS's data review. It's 26.9% of every Medicare-aged patient in New York who went through the five-day treatment with remdesivir. They died. That's 26.9%, Kate. COVID kills less than 1% of the entire world that's gotten this infection. Why would you choose any drug that has a higher mortality than 1% rate?
I don't know. I don't know anymore what is going through people's minds, but I want you to tell people too, anyone that's sitting at home that says, I'm just not quite sure what to get. What are the five most important things I should have in my house right now that would prepare me so that I don't even have to use a directive or go to the hospital? What would you tell people to do? What would you tell them to get?
Great question, Kate. All right. So for those of you who want to have medications at home, there's two main ones everybody should have. It's going to be budesonide respules, and make sure you have a nebulizer. You can get budesonide through a prescription or through compound pharmacies. Go to synergyhealthdpc.com. They can help you get these via telemedicine, and they actually direct ship from compound pharmacies. Budesonide and ivermectin, they can both help you with those medications to have those at home. I do not recommend using it until you have any symptoms of any kind. Those are the medications. Outside of the medications, everyone should be taking zinc, like we mentioned earlier, 50 milligrams to 100 milligrams every day I recommend, and I do take every day, and so does my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Second would be vitamin C at 5,000 milligrams every day for the rest of your life. Selenium at 200 micrograms. This is a very cheap supplement. Go get it. Selenium tells your bone marrow to make more white blood cells. That's your natural immunity. That helps to protect you against all viruses, including those that man-made, like SARS-CoV-2. Selenium helps also make your liver produce glutathione that protects every cell on the inside your body from damages from spike proteins, viruses, poisons, even ionized radiation. So I recommend those, and I also recommend vitamin D, 5,000 IUs. We're moving into the winter time, and sunlight will be less and less for the majority of those living above, the midline of the United States. We should all be taking vitamin D. Sure. So those are the things I would recommend you have on hand, all of you.
But, it's interesting that we're always sold on the fact that, oh, no, take minimal. Oh, no, that's too much. That's scary. That might hurt you. But you know what? High doses of these things do not hurt. In fact, in the 1940s, the amount they were giving of vitamin C for patients with pneumonia to get it gone and quick was 15,000 to 20,000 a day. So when you're saying take even 5,000, when you're healthy but you want to maintain, take 10,000 maybe when you're sick. This is what we did for my husband in the hospital. So that's not that much, but we've been trained. The doctors tell you, oh, no, you don't need those. We're all depleted, right?
Oh, yes. And you should know, and your audience should know, in January of 2020, if you remember, the Wuhan lab had those few people that got sick in China with COVID-19 pneumonia. In January of 2020, the Chinese government already figured out that in hospitals, if they just simply injected their Chinese citizens that were sick with 25 grams of vitamin C a day, they all, 100% of them, beat the pneumonia and were all home by day five, 100% of all of them. That's 25 grams. That's 25,000 milligrams. Now, if that's safe to inject directly into your veins, Kate, you and I are correct, 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day orally, totally safe, totally warranted. And I would not trust the FDA's recommendations on nutrition ever. If you guys haven't doubted them yet, this FDA group, the Food and Drug Administration, that tells all of us Americans how much vitamin C we should eat a day, how much zinc every day we should take, how many selenium and magnesium, this same organization who tells you how much minerals and vitamins you should eat, or it's dangerous if you take more than that, is the same organization, Kate, who just said, we don't care that the CDC shows a 5 and a 20 times more incidence of heart disease from the Pfizer shot in teenagers, teenage girls and boys. We don't care about that. We're going to go ahead and inject all 5 to 11-year-old children in this country, 28 million of them, with these experimental deadly shots. I wouldn't trust anything the FDA tells you.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Actually, I'm really glad you told the audience that. I'm really glad to hear that from you, because people need to hear it again and again to combat the mainstream media horrors that dispel bad information every day. And also, since the 1970s, you know, the food pyramid even gave us the monstrosities that we are today in obesity. We're a fat nation. We were not that fat nation in 1970, but we started listening to them. So that's why I don't give them much credence. I don't know why people do. It's kind of like waiting for truth to come out of the mainstream media before you believe it. They're not going to tell the truth. And these people are not going to tell the truth. It's a money incentive program, pay for play. And so in this last minute and a half, what do you want people to know? They're getting told every day in the news that monoclonal antibodies that just came out are the most amazing thing they'll ever take. Oh, please, people, do not believe this for a hot second. What do you want your takeaway to be in this last minute?
This is what I really want everybody to know. We live in a country, you and I do, Kate, who actually pronounces or proclaims themselves to be Pentecostals, believers in God, that he created these amazing bodies and saved this amazing creation for the last day of his creative period, day six. He created a perfect body with an immune system in it, I believe, that is far superior to any artificial immunity man can come up with in a lab. In fact, right now, if any of you go to brownstone.org, brownstone.org, Paul Elias Alexander, PhD, has a list compiled, 110, their actual research peer-reviewed studies, 110 studies proving natural immunity to SARS-CoV-2 infection is far superior and long-lasting to any COVID-19 vaccine immunity. I don't know how many studies. This is 110.
Thank you. Dr. Ryan Artis, the drartisshow.com, and I'm Kate Dallas.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.